Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Jose Quinones.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Good morning. Buenos días. Welcome back. That's an old school theme song. Welcome back. What's going on, Bill?
Yeah, we are live.
What's going on, Jessica?
Hi, good morning.
Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Follow us. Watch us. Yeah, we're on TikTok. We're on Facebook. All the things.
Tickety-tack.
At Power 101.7 FM. Jose Quinones, again, welcome. We appreciate you coming in.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you both. Appreciate Power.
What's new? Talk to us a little bit about, what's going on in your business and real estate and, everything's been looking like.
I'll tell you this. It's July, right? Right now, we about to go into the dog days of summer, right?
Yes.
And it's here in the Eastern Shore. It's just a beautiful time of the look. I'm right. You see, I'm right. I got
first
my shorts on.
First thing I said
on
to you was, "Yes, so, like, you're
I changed
ready.
My whole attire. I can't be walking around in a suit, man. I sweat too much." So
look, Jose and I both are on this tip. Real men wear pink.
That's right, brother. That's right. You know. So what
like
I've been
it.
Doing is you just a lot of listings, man. Right, this people are looking to sell their house, or actually, I got one here, and I'm coming up in Allen, a big piece of land. So there's a lot of activity. People are excited. This is that time of year, right? The weather's fine, so it's a great time to. If you are thinking about selling, this is a good time to put stuff out there and see how it does.
Very good. Northrop Realty, people want to get up with you.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
302-883-1928. 302-883-1928. Linda Vista Group.
Yes, and you also have your podcast that you do.
That's right, brother.
People want to follow you. They want to,
Just go askforjose.com. That'll take you everywhere. Askforjose.com, man. You can go share. I just interviewed a local councilman for the town of Milton, man. It was a phenomenal conversation. So just having fun, man. We've already filmed 9, so they'll be released once a week moving forward, you know?
Very good. Love it. And you mentioned Ask for Jose.
Yes, sir.
So what does Ask for Jose really mean to you? Talk to us a little bit
personally
about that.
I remember being a teenager growing up in New York City, man, a long time ago, and I always used to find myself lost in writing, right? And I will always say, who am I? To this day, actually, if you guys follow me, I do videos, I'll ask people, why do you smile? I was always, as a kid, intrigued with, like, I know who I was. I was struck, who am I? So when I became an adult, I was saying in my early 20s, I remember saying, I am Jose. Who is Jose? Someone that can be trusted.
Yeah.
I'm going to earn your trust.
And that's very important.
I'm going to make sure you like me. I'm going to show you love. So that's who I am. That's become my brand. What you see right now, what you hear right now, that's what you're always going to get. So Act for Jose stands for trust, reliability.
And again, people want to ask for Jose. How can they do that?
Askforjose.com.
Yes.
302-883-1928.
What's the one mistake you see people making when it comes to buying and selling?
Not doing their research. So, unless there's an emergency, like, God forbid, I get transferred. Like, I get told today by my job, listen, if you don't transfer by next week to California, you're going to lose your job.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
The biggest problem that I see people making, not preparing, not doing their research. You should take your time. Mm-hmm. Start now. Even if you're not, we always have that feeling in our gut that, it's time for me to, I'm thinking about selling, but we never take action until we say, okay, I'm doing it now. Start having conversations with individuals. That's for sellers. And then if you're thinking about buying, it's never too late. The day will come in your life where you'll think about buying a home.
Yeah.
or getting into investing, or getting together with a family member and say, hey, we're going to go buy grandma's house because it's getting ready to go up for auction or something. And that's real talk. That happens a lot. There's a lot of individuals that the legacy house, the house that everybody grew up in, come to find out grandma passes away. Now this thing is on the chopping block. So it's having those conversations early and often and making it fun, right? Because normally when we talk about money, people get stressed out. Make it fun. This is real estate.
Yeah.
So get with a realtor that you can have a conversation about those things with.
You talked about, you know, moving away, you know, possibly if you get like that, you know, ultimatum from your job or whatever. But, you know, a lot of people are moving here on the shore, and a lot of people come from, you know, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, in your case, New York, you know, people come down here because they come down here on vacation. It's that time of year. They fall in love with the beach. They fall in love with the Eastern Shore. Talk to us about, you know, living here on the Eastern Shore and how special it is and why people would want to be here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this morning I was just taking the back roads, right? I live in Milton. So I'm coming through, you know, Sand Hill Road, just taking the back roads and it's a beautiful morning, man.
Yeah.
I haven't had coffee yet. So when I leave here, I'm going to Starbucks, get me some coffee. But all I kept saying is like, I know I still got the city in me, right? I know for a fact that
there's something about this area. There is.
You do not get that.
I know.
I can hear myself think.
Yeah.
Hear me. That's the Eastern Shore. This weekend, my wife and I, we are taking a road trip. And what we love, we'll get up early and just jump in the car and mini-mo. And just ride.
Right.
For real. Like, ride. You know, take a back row and wind up wherever. You know, St. Michael somewhere. And just... So that's what the Eastern, and everybody know what that means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's crazy. Like, we travel a lot, you know, my son's, you know, baseball team, and he does tournaments and stuff all over. Recently went to Atlanta. They go up to, you know, Philly and D.C. Of course, you know, we always go to D.C., Baltimore, all that. And it's like, there's something about when once you come back home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you go over, you know, like when I was younger, it was always like the goal was, you know, you want to go to a big market, big city, you want to do this. And then now it's like, I don't know about all that. You know, you come home. And once you go over that Bay Bridge, once you hit the Eastern Shore,
it's like
a whole different life.
I'm going to keep it 100. When I lived in the city and I lived there for, my God, over 20 years, right?
Yeah.
I know that whenever I went away,
yeah,
and came back home, I never went,
right.
Hear what I'm saying? Right? I'm going back to an apartment. Now, when you're young, yeah, okay, I'm just going to go downstairs and go to the clubs and have a fun. There's something to be said about that city life.
Yes.
But don't come out. You know, whenever I'm here, I go anywhere in the world. When I come back home, I am...
Yeah, you know, I know.
I come out my back door. Like this morning, I'm like, yo, are them birds inside my house? But that's where we live. They're so loud in nature. Then this morning, I'm like, yo, did a bird get? No, it's just the activity outside your window in the city. Nah, it's the fire department, it's like police.
Yeah. Right.
And now, you know, there's something to be said with that. But
it is too much.
Once again, there's something special about the Eastern Shore. People say, yeah, Jose, but all these people moving down here. Listen, there's still a lot of land left.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of building going on, but that's in a specific area.
That kind of leads into my next question. You know, with everybody trying to, you know, move down here, they fall in love with this area or whatever. Yeah. If, you know, someone, you know, wants to, but maybe they're not really ready to buy or sell today, what should they kind of do to get ready? What should
start
they kind of do to prepare?
Conversation. I really, you know, the first step is you need to know your finances. You need, hey, where am I? Where do I sit? And don't just Google and wonder. Sit with a lender. Have the conversation so you can start strategizing.
Yeah.
Bottom line, no matter what you know your credit is, there's always a comeback and a come up. You're the freaking superhero of your own story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, man. You know, credit, it's a game. It's numbers. Up and down. So if it's down, all right, coach, put me in. And if I can't go in right now, train me. What do I need to know so I can get in the game?
Do they call you first? Do they call a lender first?
Whichever one you have a relationship with. And the facts are that, you know, normally you'll have a relationship with a realtor, because there's a lot of us, than a lender. So start there. However, if you have a bank account and you've been going in to talk to the same teller, y'all having small conversation, then you build that fence. How you doing? How's your son? I send them in the Cape Gazette. All these conversations, right? Then, right. And you know why that's real tough, because that's what happens to
yes.
me. So yeah. Then go to that teller and say, hey, Susie, is there anybody I can talk to, have some questions about possibly buying a home down the road?
They came to you. They said, man, I had some empanadas. Oh, my gosh. I thought of you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Brandon, you know, be killing it in the empanada game. That's right.
You know, we're going to bring him. Man, we're going to switch. Next time, I'm coming in at 8 o'clock so he can make it, man. Because he goes to sleep like 2 o'clock in the morning, man, doing his thing, man. So, you know, that's, I would say, just run your mouth. Connect. Yeah. You know, connect. Face that fear. Face that, you know, every time I point a finger, there's 3 pointing back. When I just said face that fear, I still can go back to the day when I faced my fear when it came to home ownership. You know, I did it the worst way there is. I went in, well, the agent wasn't fully prepared, but I said, hey, I want to see that house. They went and showed me the house. And they didn't know what they were getting into. Because my wife and I, we were excited up in Dover. I'll never forget this nice bungalow. Man, it was nice. The lady showed us the house. We like, yo, we want it. Let's go. She was salivating. She was like, okay, yes. Come to find out, my credit score was jacked up. But then, yo, the lender, you know, they're like,
oh my God.
They see the computer. Right. And I'm from New York, man. I can scope you, you know?
Yeah.
Jay-Z said, I can see a side eye in my sleep. So she doing this thing. Yo, look. All I seen her, she was like, all I heard is that she said, this joker, do you know how to pay bills? You know? So, yeah. But here we are, right? With that education, with that experience, like it's charred to my brain. NCOR, it used to be the nonprofit. I think they just changed their name. But NCOR, I went and I did the first time. I still got the certificate. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were proud.
She said, do you know how to pay bills?
That's right. Yeah, joker. You know, well, I'm not going to put that on her. That's what I thought I heard. She did say that. She said it. You know, because her eyes.
You can tell by her eyes.
You know, back in the day, you had to like mail a check in. She said, do you know how to write a check?
You know, she said, based on this, you don't got a bank account. You know, like this joke is so jacked up.
But she said, you definitely know how to open accounts.
Even right now, because my wife works in Cicerone up there. Every time we go up there and I go pick her up, we go have lunch, we still go by
that
little
house.
You know why? Because it was our first step, brother.
Right. That, absolutely that means something.
Yeah, it does.
That means so much because, real talk, I did not know.
Yeah.
Right? I did not know. You know, remember, I'm from that era before cell phones. So when the cell phones came out, you go get a cell phone, run that bill up, you go get another one. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, hey.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, me not know nothing.
Yes.
You know, I'm running around, living single pops, doing my thing. So I had like 28 numbers, you know what I mean? Within 4 months, you know? Like, because they were giving them things out like water. So I'm like, sure. And then back in them days, a cell phone bill would be like $900.
Yeah.
You know, with roaming and all these. I'm like, yo, me, I don't know. I just want a cell phone, dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, all that stuff is on your credit. So it's stuff like that. You know, I knew how to pay my rent. That's about it. Anything else didn't get paid.
Yeah,
because
you had to pay rent because you knew.
That's right. You'd be out in the streets, man. So we live and we learn. We live and we learn, right? So, hey, you either win or you learn.
Jose Quinones live in studio. Again, Linda Vista Group. People want to get up with you. What's the website phone number?
AskForJose.com, 302-883-1928.
Quick break. We got a 47 ABC update coming up and more with Jose on the way.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill and...